بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فدا تجھ پہ یہ خاک شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے, تیرے پاس جب سید دو جہاں ہے, نہ کیوں رشک افلاک ہو پھر مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ. تیرے سبز گنبد پہ عالم فدا ہے, فلک جیسے چومے زمین مدینہ. تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. فدا تجھ پہ یہ خاک شہر مدینہ, تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے, فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ. احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدا سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ. احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدا سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ. نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی, صحابہ کی قدموں سے خاک مدینہ رضی اللہ عنہ. نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی, صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ. وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ. وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ. مبارک تجھے ہو اے ارض مدینہ, نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفا, اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dana Sheikh Hari Billah Rumi Waq Tabriri Zamana Mujaddidi Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, in which Hazrat is teaching us the love of Madina Sharif, which in reality is the love of our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam, And if in order to get the love of Allah, it is impossible to get it without the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And to learn the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam without the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will be impossible to learn the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to learn to get the love of the friends of Allah, then learn how to get the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then forget the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything that is attached to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, see what love it is in the hearts of the friends of Allah ta'ala. That Hazrat Yah has presented this poem so beautifully, that Fida Tujhpe E Khaak E Madina Sharif, that our lives be sacrificed upon you, O the honorable saints of Nabi of Madina Sharif. That saint has become so honorable because Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam treaded on that land of Medina to Munawwara, and then those that followed in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they became so honored that where they treaded, that sand also became so honorable. So if that sand is so honorable, then what can we imagine of the personalities themselves? So Hazrat is teaching us, and just myself, we all should ponder and think to check whether we are gaining the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is something we have to develop and we have to bring into our hearts. And the easiest way, as Hazrat teaches us, start reciting durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam daily. This will bring this reality. And Hazrat says, Mubarak tujhe ho e arz-e Madina. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ka shahar hai, ye shahar-e Madina. That, O city of Madinatul Munawwara, O the earth of Madinatul Munawwara, you are very, very blessed. After all, why are you so blessed? You are the city of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has treaded, that part of the earth has become very, very blessed. Presently, where Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting, according to the ulama, Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that part of the earth is more blessed than the arsh of Allah ta'ala also. So great is that, the Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's personality. Then what can be said when we follow in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So Hazrat is addressing the lands of Medina Sharif, and this shows great love. That, and this is part of Iman, that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat mentioned in another poem, Sharte Tawheed e Kamil Yahi Hai. What is the condition of complete, perfect Iman? That you have love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every part of your body. In other words, in every drop of blood, you must have complete, perfect love for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then only Iman can be perfect in our heart. So, tere paas jab sayyide do jaha hai, na kyu rashk akhlaq te ho fir Madina. That when, O Nabi Akram, O Madina Sharif, when by you resting presently is the king of both the worlds, Sayyidul Anbiya, Fakhridu Alam, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then why is it not that even the heavens and the earth will be envious over that part of the earth? That even the heavens, even the malaika, their attention and their focus are all the time sending durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, making dua for Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the heavens also, that is the malaika also, their focus is presently on the earth. Allah Rabbul Izzat's rahmat presently is descending the mounts upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy and kindness, Allah Ta'ala allows useless people like myself to be present right at the threshold of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and enjoy the special mercies of Allah. And that person who's got love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he just can't help being sending durood upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he'll be connected from so far, and he will get that rahmat of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hazrat says that, do you know the reality of Madinatul Munawwara? Tere sabz gumbad pe alam fida hai, falak jaise chume zameen e Madina. That the entire universe is sacrificed over just that beautiful, splendid green dome that is over the Mubarak body of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just because of the presence of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam there, at the bottom of the earth, the dome also has become so beloved and so blessed that everybody just wants to see the dome. And in reality, that is the sign of the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That whatever is attached to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam is beloved to us. And from this we have to see how much love we have got for the friends of Allah Ta'ala who are teaching us the love of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise for us, what is it? We just see the green dome and the reality of it we won't realize. So Hazrat is saying that, O earth of Madinatul Munawwara, when it is so to say, as if the heavens are kissing the earth of Madinatul Munawwara, because of your presence, O Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And now Hazrat is explaining, what was the personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Just get an idea, a very minute idea, ke tere zarra zarra nishane nabi hai, fida tujh pe main khaak e shahr e madina. That all the lands of Madinatul Munawwara, every speck of earth there, it is the sign of the honorable personality of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That what efforts Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made in Madinatul Munawwara, under all the difficulties, obstacles, enemies, etc. But what effort Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam made, that from there, Madinatul Munawwara, the beautiful Tawheed and the love of Allah Ta'ala spread throughout the world. So, O Madinatul Munawwara, O the earth of Madinatul Munawwara, why shouldn't I be sacrificed upon you? Then what can be said of the love, the friends of Allah Ta'ala sacrifice themselves for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In other words, to follow his footsteps, his Mubarak, beautiful way of life. And Hazrat gives the example, who are the real lovers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who knew who was the personality. That Uhud ke ye daman mein khune shahida sabak de raha hai wafai Madina. That how to be loyal to Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam's mission and the life of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We getting great lessons from the lap of the great mountain of Uhud. The Mount of Uhud, which Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh Mount of Uhud, I love you so much." Such a great mountain. Hazrat says, in the lap of the mountain, we find, Allahu Akbar, the honorable blood of the martyrs who gave their lives and showed their loyalty for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That their families could go, they could become, their families could become widows, children could become orphans, but the mission of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam they had to fulfill. And they were prepared to give their lives. Today we can't give our life for one sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah give me tawfiq, all of us, that we take it lightly. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, forget Allahu Akbar, missing out one sunnah. Every sunnah was beloved. But to give their lives to Allah Rabbul Izzat, and following in the footsteps of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Hazrat says, there's a lesson there. Look at Mount Uhud and think. And it's not just today, Allahu Akbar. Allah save us, if there's some people go like a picnic spot there. But we don't realize what efforts in Sahaba radiallahu anhum, how they gave their lives to spread this message of Tawheed, of the oneness of Allah. Nishani hai Islam ki azmato ki, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala ki kadmo se zaha ki Madina. Hazrat says that it is the sign of the greatness of Islam, that the honor of Islam is so great, that Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, their footsteps on the city of Madinatul Munawwara, when they followed in the lifestyle of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, how this nur spread throughout the world, and how Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala spread the nur of sunnah, the nur of iman and yaqeen, they spread it throughout the world. This is the lesson that we have to take, and this is what we have to come back from Madinatul Munawwara. Not all the presents that we buy in the shops, etc. We have to come back with the akhlaq of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to come back with the loyalty of Sahaba, even an iota of that. And just think that what great personalities they were. How they gave their lives for Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And how the nur of iman is spread throughout the world today. Hazrat teaches us here, wafadari of a Sahaba radhiyallahu anhu ki akhtar, hey tariq roshan ye shahr e Madina. And Hazrat says that the loyalty of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Akhtar addressing himself and teaching us this great lesson, that this is what we should learn about. And this is what we should be teaching our children. Read about the life of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. History is more than the bright, what the lifestyle of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. It is shining.
The history of the world is shining and it shows that till today the greatest city in the world is not these foolish cities of London and Paris. It's the beautiful city of Medina to Munawwara. And why? Because of their loyalty in following the greatest personality, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah Ta'ala, give me this reality that we beg Allah Ta'ala to make us the loyal followers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and also try to bring sunnahs into our lives.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. From the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, Mulana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh. The next section is on zakat, payment of zakat. The wealthy are obliged to pay zakat. This too, like salat, is a fundamental of Islam. Numerous Quranic ayat command the payment of zakat and encourage and extol the virtues of zakat, whilst warning of the dire punishment for refraining from paying zakat. There are numerous such verses which mention zakat along with salat. It is simple to locate these verses in the Quran Sharif. Here only a hadith pertaining to zakat will be narrated. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, zakat is the bridge of Islam. Those who do not pay zakat are therefore comparable to those who are stranded, having no bridge to cross. The great rank and fundamental importance of zakat are apparent from this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, the one who pays zakat on his wealth has purified his wealth. Impurities which have accumulated in one's wealth are eliminated by zakat. Hence, the wealth is purified. It should be clear that wealth, the zakat of which has not been paid, is deprived of barakah and blessings. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever amongst you believes in Allah and his Rasul must pay zakat on his wealth. This illustrates that iman is weakened by not paying zakat. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Muawiyah radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, there are three deeds. Whoever practices them will taste the sweetness of iman. Number one, render ibadat unto only Allah, believing that none besides Allah is worthy of ibadat. And number two, pay zakat and wealth wholeheartedly. And the hadith continues. In this hadith, zakat is coupled along with tawheed. This brings out the significance and elevated rank of the institution of zakat. The effect of paying zakat wholeheartedly, as stated in this hadith, is increased in experiencing the pleasure or sweetness of iman. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever owned gold or silver, it is wealth, but did not pay zakat thereon, will be punished with his gold and silver on that day, the duration of which will be 50,000 years, that is the day of Qiyamah. His gold and silver will be made into sheets and heated in Jahannam. His sides, forehead and back will then be branded with the heated sheets of gold and silver. When the sheets cool, they will again be heated, and he will thus be punished continuously. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, in the wealth of rich Muslims, the amount which is sufficient for the poor among the Muslims has been made obligatory. In the wealth of rich Muslims, the amount which is sufficient for the poor among the Muslims has been made obligatory. The hardships of the poor regarding food and garments are because of the deeds of the wealthy. That is their refusal to pay zakat. Beware, Allah Ta'ala will demand a stern reckoning from them and mete out a painful punishment. Another hadith which further explains the above hadith, it is said that the poor on the day of Qiyamah will complain to Allah Ta'ala that the wealthy did not discharge our rights, that is the poor people's rights, which Allah Ta'ala has ordained as obligatory. Allah Ta'ala will then reply, I take an oath by my grandeur and might that I will grant your proximity to me, and I will move the wealthy people far from me. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah narrates, we have been commanded to establish salat and zakat. Whoever does not pay zakat, his salat too is not accepted. In another narration, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, he who establishes salat but does not pay zakat is not a true Muslim. His good deeds do not benefit him. Hazrat writes, this should not be understood to mean that such people who fail to pay, those who fail in zakat, should not perform salat. Neglect of salat is a sin apart from failure to pay zakat. This hadith merely means that one should not be neglectful in the discharge of such an important and fundamental ibadat is zakat. Like being steadfast in salat, so too should a person be steadfast in zakat. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, the wealth of one who did not pay zakat will be converted into a monstrous and deadly poisonous serpent, which will be strung around the neck of this person. The serpent will bite at the jaws of this person and exclaim, "I am your wealth, I am your treasure." The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam read this ayat of the Qur'an al-Kareem, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا يحسبن الذين يبخلون بما أتاهم الله من فضله وخير لهم بل هو شر لهم سيتوقون ما بخلوا به يوم القيامة ولله ميراث السماوات والأرض الله بما تعملون خبير. This ayat refers to the wealth being made into a garland which will be hung around the neck of the one who did not pay zakat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to fulfill His great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.